I met a man with a didgeridoo. He was playing Dancing Queen by ABBA. I thought to myself, that's Aboriginal. Doris told me she'd got a job at Kev's bowling alley. I said, 10 pin? She said, no, permanent. I went out with a mate for a game of darts. He said, nearest the ball goes first. He went, bah. I went, moo. He said, you're closest. I phoned the gym, finally, and asked if they could teach me to do the splits. Kev, the fitness instructor, said, how flexible are you? I said, well, I'm sorry, I can't make Tuesdays or Thursdays.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
And now the latest in the series of my immensely popular how-to guides. These guides are brought to you with the support of Scrape It Off, the unique household cleaning product. Forget washing the dishes or cleaning clothes regularly. Free up your life. Just wait till the stains go solid and scrape it off. So here we go. At this time of year, many people start worrying about weather damage to their properties. It doesn't affect me, of course, because I am a world leader and I have a double-glazed outside toilet. Still, some of my subjects do live in more primitive conditions. I do recognise this, and I know it's even worse for people on the Isle of Britain. Some of you are unfortunate enough to live in Swindon, apparently. Anyway, here are some helpful tips to guide you safely and warmly through the rest of what I call winter. Wear a waterproof hat in bed in case the roof leaks. Sew carrier bags together and cut them to size for instant double glazing. Cut holes in the carrier bags if you can't see what the weather is like. Cut carrier bags into shapes and fit them to the holes you just cut in your double glazing system. Here's another. Stuff leftover food under the door to keep the drafts out. Put a bowl of boiling water under the bed to provide constant warmth at night, but don't get it mixed up with the bedpan. If you have a spare blanket, spread it over your roof. You might need some help with this, so why not invite the neighbours around to a blanket lifting party? Remember that heat rises, so fix all your chairs, tables, beds and televisions about halfway up the wall. Invite friends and family to stay. Drug them and then use them as draft excluders round doors and windows. And don't forget to remove your loft. 30% of a building's heat is wasted if you don't have loft insulation. This can be an expensive and messy job. So be practical. Who needs a loft anyway?
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
As king of the island, I do need to set an example. In fact, now I mention it, I regularly make an example of myself. So far, for example, I have banned racism, sexism and ageism. Now I think it's time to tackle a new curse that threatens to destroy the very fabric of my trousers. Fatism. You can see it happening already on the Isle of Britain, can't you? Just as smokers have become the unclean ones, now the Isle of Britain, which probably should be named the Indig Nation, is getting holier than thou over fat people. Soon, you'll be banned from eating a jam donut in public. You'll be frisked before you get on the train in case you've hidden a hot dog in your lingerie. You'll be weighed before you're allowed into work and ordered to go to weight reduction therapy so you can suffer the ritual humiliation of doing nude aerobics in a high street shop window. Oh yes, it'll happen. I've already spoken to Teaser May to complain about this. She does have other things on her mind at the moment. And I told her to leave large people alone. Otherwise, those MPs, they'll have to cut back on their own banquets. It wasn't long ago the government was telling us that several thousand people in Britain are getting incapacity benefit because they're classed as too fat to work. Anyway, here on my island, it's entirely your choice. Eat, drink, smoke and be merry. Just don't overdo it. If you do overdo it and want to cut down, Flossie, Doris, Rose and I are always here to give you helpful, private, discreet advice and support, which I'll probably share on the radio at some stage. I promise you'll be respected as a person, not treated as some sort of freak. Easy, really. Pass the donuts, will you, Doris?